This goes to Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, PAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Darwin, D-A-R-W-I-N, Whitman, W-H-I-T-M-A-N. Date of birth is January 27th of 1947. Dear Miss Morrissey, this is a follow-up visit with Mr. Whitman with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, a history of hypertension with currently low blood pressure or normal, and congestive heart failure. His last visit was July 18th of this year. He has been seeing his cardiologist. He has gained 15 pounds since his last visit. And he did increase the Bumex to 2 milligram in the morning and 2 at supper time due to the fluid gains, but it hasn't helped especially. He denies excessive shortness of breath, no orthopnea or PND, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood and appears to be adequate in amount. Edema is unchanged, and he is wearing the Velcro compression devices on the lower legs over his diabetic stockings. He has had a history of sores on the legs that were weeping and went to the local wound clinic. And he'll be going to the Saginaw Veterans Administration later this month for further follow-up. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Solitol, S-O-T-A-L-O-L, 80 milligram twice a day. He's on insulin for diabetes. That's been increased from 30 units daily to 46 units daily. Also, metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, is new. The Bumex is 2 milligram twice a day, and potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent twice a day with the Bumex. And he's on some other routine medications that are unchanged. Novolog, regular insulin, is 12 units before each meal. Physical examination, weight, 245 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 118 over 60. Pulse is 76. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, very distant sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. And the extremities, he does have the Velcro wraps on both lower legs from knees to ankles bilaterally. No evidence of oozing wounds on the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 22nd of 2022. Creatinine was 2.0 with estimated GFR of 33. Albumin 4.1, calcium is 9.6, phosphorus 4.0. Sodium 143, potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide 38, hemoglobin 12.5, white count is 11.8 with the normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, slightly higher creatinine level this time, but his range is between 1.9 and 1.5 for the last 1.5 years. Diabetic nephropathy, hypertension currently at goal, and congestive heart failure. The patient will continue to limit fluid intake to 56 ounces, up to no more than 64 ounces in 24 hours. He'll continue his current Bumex dose. He's going to follow up with his cardiologist on a regular basis and with the Saginaw Veterans Administration for his chronic edema of the lower extremities. Labs will be checked every 3 months, and he's going to have a follow-up visit in this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.